In the dark shadows, in the white cold, fearlessly we search for knowledge new and old. We drink the strong spirits and read the ancient tomes. The order of the Abracast, we are the brave and the bold.
It is an apprentice in the order of the Abracast who now wishes to receive more light by passing to the degree of the fellow craft. He is prepared, worthy, and well qualified, and he is vouched for. Let him enter in the name of the Lord and be received in due form.
The Abracast, a cult, history, conspiracy, and violence.
Hey bros, it's John. Hey, check out this preview for this fellow craft exclusive series called The Influence of the Phallic Idea in the Religions of Antiquity. This is back when we first started talking about sex magic. This was the primer for the sex magic kind of series that we're doing. We talk serpent symbolism, circumcision, pillars and groves, and ultimately we end up talking about Moses and Pharaoh's legendary dick measuring contest. There are four phallic episodes. That's over 3 hours of content just in this series, and there's many more fellow craft episodes available at Subscribestar. That's subscribestar.com/abracast. They're all available right now for the $3 fellow craft tier. Plus, there's a lot more stuff over there. So, hey, you, get your hand out of your pants and let's go look at these sexually obsessed religious stories, huh? The Hebrew patriarch desired large flocks as well as the numerous descendants. And hence the symbolical pillar was peculiarly fitted for their religious rites. It is even related, of Abraham, the traditional founder of the Hebrew people, that he planted a grove in Beersheba and called there on the name of Jehovah, the everlasting Elohim, from the phallic character of the grove, said to have been in the house of Jehovah. And from the evident connection between the two worlds, we must suppose that the Eshel of Abraham also had a phallic reference. Most probably so-called grove of the earlier patriarch thought it may have reference. Most probably it may have been so-called grove of the earlier patriarch, though it may have been wood, and the stone Bethel of Jacob had the same form and were simply the betelus, the primitive symbol of deity among the Semitic and many Hamitic peoples. The participation of the Hebrew patriarchs in the rites connected with pillar worship of the ancient world renders it extremely probable that they were not strangers to the later planetary worship. Many of the old phallic symbols were associated with the new superstition, and Abraham being a Chaldean, it is natural to suppose that he was one of the adherents. Tradition indeed affirms that Abraham was a great astronomer, and at one time at least a worshiper of the heavenly bodies, and that he and the other patriarchs continued to be affected by this superstition is shown by various incidents related to Pentateuch. Thus, in the description given of the sacrificial covenant between Abraham and Yehovah, it is said that after Abraham had divided the sacrificial animals, a deep sleep fell on him as the sun was going down and Yehovah spoke with him. And then when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those two pieces. The happening of this event, that the moment of the sun setting, reminds us of the Sabaean custom of praying to the setting sun, still practiced, according to Palgrave, among the nomads of Central Arabia. Moving into the next part here. The great religious movement of archaic time. That some religious movement ascribed by tradition to Abraham did take place among the Semites in an early date is undoubted. When the object of the movement it is difficult to decide. It should be remembered that the Chaldeans worshipped a plurality of gods supposed to have been symbolized by the seven planets. Among these deities was the sun god, held a comparatively inferior position, the moon god, coming before him in the second triad. It was at Ur, the special seat of worship of the moon god, that Abraham is said to have lived before he quitted it for Haran. And that, just considered in the light of the traditions relating to the great patriarch, may perhaps justify us in inferring that the reformation he endeavored to introduce was the substitution of a simple sun worship for the planetary cult of the Chaldeans, in which the worship of the moon must to him have appeared to occupy a prominent place. The new faith was indeed a return to the old phallic idea of a god of personal generation, worshipped through the symbol of Betelus, the associated also with the adoration of the sun as a special representative of the deity. That Abraham had higher notions of the relationship of man to the divine being than his forerunners is very probable, but his sojourn in Haran proved that there was nothing fundamentally different between his religious faith and that of his Syrian neighbors. I am inclined, indeed, to believe that to the traditional Abraham must be ascribed the establishment of sun worship through Phoenicia and Lower Egypt, and his connection with the symbols of earlier and more simple phallic deity tradition, in fact, declares that he taught the Egyptians astronomy. And we shall see that the religion of the Phoenicians, as indeed of the Hebrews themselves, was a worship of, wait for it, Saturn, the erect pillar god, who under different names appears to have been at the head of the pantheons of most of the peoples of antiquity. The reference in Hebrew history to the teraphim of Jacob's family recalls the fact that the name assigned to Abraham's father was Terah, the maker of images, and teraphim were doubtlessly the same as the seraphim, which were serpent images in the household charms or idols of the Semitic worship of the sun god, who was the serpent, or to whom the serpent was sacred. Little is known of the
Learn more at theabracast.com. Get graphic elements, notes, worksheets, and text versions of selected episodes, as well as access to the private Abracast workgroup by signing into the mailing list. Get all that, plus exclusive episodes, by supporting the show and becoming a subscriber at subscribestar.com.